Let's return to the discovery that has the science world abuzz this morning, a bacteria that thrives on arsenic, a discovery that redefines the very building blocks of life as we know it. One of the authors of the new study is astrophysicist Paul Davies, who we spoke to earlier this morning.
I think it's incredibly significant, and it's a number of firsts involved here. One is it's very rare in biology for somebody to predict in advance the existence of a new type of organism and then go out and find it. But that's exactly what my colleague Felisa Wolf-Simon has done.
A very excited astrophysicist, Paul Davies, who I know many of you are familiar with, and I think you'll be hearing more from Paul on the Science Show on the weekend. Our weekly science correspondent Chris Smith joins you now, though, from Cambridge. Chris, hello there.
Morning, Fran.
Do you share the excitement of this discovery, one which rewrites the rules of biology, seemingly?
I'm really pleased, because the point is that people had predicted that this kind of thing was possible, and there were tantalising suggestions that this kind of thing could happen, but what was really lacking was the proof. And now they've got it, and this shows that life is a very clever thing, and we were being a little bit complacent to assume that if life existed elsewhere in the universe, it would have to be like us. This experiment proves that it absolutely doesn't, and there's everything to play for out there.
All right, on to less weighty but nonetheless fascinating science news. Can you tell us about the man who cured his stomach pains, Chris, by ingesting 1,500 roundworm eggs?
Yes, it sounds like an adventurous and fairly, long way to go in search of
a
cure.
Sounds like a big gamble to me.
It does, but it's based on sound science, and this person has been proved correct. It's a paper actually in the journal Science Translational Medicine this week. It's Mara Broadhurst, who's from UCSF, University of California at San Francisco. And they tell the story of a 35-year-old man who had an inflammatory bowel disease called ulcerative colitis. And this is a part of a suite of diseases called the inflammatory bowel diseases, where the immune system, for reasons we don't properly understand, leads to relentless attack and inflammation within the wall of the intestine, and this can provoke symptoms of pain, you can get bleeding and diarrhea, and it also is a risk factor for developing colonic cancer. And so often patients find that they have to undergo a colectomy, which is fairly radical surgery, in order to get remission of the symptoms and also to obviate the risk of getting cancer. Now, what this person did was to, when offered the possibility, because his disease was not responding to medical therapy and was getting more and more severe, he was offered a colectomy, the surgical procedure, but turned it down in favour instead of taking 1,500 eggs of the human roundworm species, which is Trichuris trichuria. And what this roundworm does is to just live in the human large bowel, and it feeds off your lunch. It doesn't invade you, it doesn't drink blood, it just eats what you eat, and so it tends to steal some of your calories. But the interesting thing is that we know from many epidemiological studies that in places in the world where people are riddled with parasites, there's a very low level of autoimmune disease, where the immune system turns on our own tissues, and allergy. So this is kind of a tantalising glimpse into what's going on, because for the first time, these researchers were able to monitor what happened to this man who self-dosed himself with these worms and then take samples from him as he responded to the worm infestation. And almost immediately that he took these worms, his ulcerative colitis symptoms went away, and the researchers took biopsies from his now healed intestines. They followed him up for a few years, and despite a few flare-ups, he remained relatively well. And then about 3 years after he first took the worms, he got some of his symptoms back, and the researchers noted that the number of worm eggs he was shedding in his faeces were dropping, indicating that perhaps some of the worms were dying off. And when they went and did a telescope test back in to look inside the man's intestines again, they found that some of the inflammation was back. The man then gave himself another 2,000 worm eggs, and the symptoms promptly responded and went away again. The researchers then analysed all of the samples they had from biopsies of the bowel and the pictures they'd taken along this time, and they were able to do genetic and biochemical and other studies and hormonal studies on what was going on in the wall of this man's intestines. And they find really interesting results that give us insights into how these worms might be controlling the immune response, which is actually responsible for causing these symptoms. To cut a long story short, they find that there are very high levels when the worms are present of an inflammatory signalling chemical called IL-22, and IL-22 seems to provoke the lining of the intestine to grow more, to heal it up, and also to produce more mucus. Now, this is a defence against the worm, but it has the side effect of making the ulcerative colitis get better. And so these insights, which they've now generated from this study, could do two things. One, inform our understanding of the immunology of how these parasites manipulate our immune system to stop us getting rid of them, but two, how those changes in the immune system actually then make conditions like ulcerative colitis get better, so that in the future, rather than have to give people doses of worms, perhaps we can build a pseudo-worm that people could infect themselves with, which isn't really a worm, it's some kind of prosthesis that nonetheless behaves like a worm chemically and secretes all the right factors to keep a disease like ulcerative colitis at bay.
Yes, I was hoping you'd say that's the conclusion of this, that we don't have to gobble down 1,000 worms, but we can get some kind of chemical equivalent. Chris, thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Fran.
Talk to you again next week. Chris Smith joining us from Cambridge in the UK. It's 11 minutes to 7.